some chemistry is starting to develop?
Yeah, I think so. I think all trying to find, starting to find a comfort zone within this offense and kind of the changes that we've made. And I think that you are finding the comfort level with certain guys. You know, everybody has a little different style, how they run routes, how they come out of routes, speed that they're running them with. And I think that once you're able to find that as a quarterback and a receiver, that's when you can be dangerous.
You surprise yourself with just who that chemistry was with, or is it with the guys you'd expect?
No, like I said, and it's not that you're more comfortable with one guy. Maybe one guy, he's got these five routes he's really good at, and you know it. Another guy does these five routes really well, but they're different from those other five. So it's just finding what guys do well and trying to give them the opportunity to make catches when they have those routes called for them.
Pretty clear there's a different level of competitiveness to practices right now. How much do you like that, and what do you think the benefits will be down the road?
I think competition heightens the level of play for everybody, and so anytime you're able to compete, it allows you to get more out of yourself than maybe you thought you would have, and as a result of that, you get better. So I think it's great anytime we can have competition, and you know, as long as it's controlled, not getting guys hurt and those sorts of things, but having some smack talk and guys getting up in each other a little bit, and you know, but doing it for the overall purpose of getting better as a team.
Who on the defense is giving it to you the most with the smack talk?
You know, you guys probably know that the normal suspects are out there talking most of the time. So
your receivers, you know, the difference in your receivers this year, last year, as far as your competitive level with the new position coach, it seems like he pushes those guys.
Yeah, he demands a lot out of them, and I think that they've really grown to respect him in that and just understand that he's trying to make them better. It's not a personal thing. He's not attacking them. He just wants what's best for them and what's best for this football team, and he's going to challenge you to get the most out of you every day you come out here, and I think that they're responding well to that.
Justin Hunter's a guy obviously you're going to be counting on this year. How much of a hurting not having him out
here? We'd like to get him out here as soon as he can. You know, obviously the more opportunities you get to work with those guys, you start to build that chemistry and that knowledge of who he is as a receiver. So we'd like to see him out here as soon as we could.
When guys come off an injury, I know sometimes mechanics can be affected because of whether it be mental or physical. Is that something you've had to pay extra attention to coming off?
You know, a lot of it I've said it before, and I think it's even more important for me now is making sure my feet are in the right spot, so I'm not relying on just my upper body to make throws, and I think that's part of what's helped me improve a little bit, is I've really had to focus on getting my feet in the right spot to take some of that stress off of my shoulder, and as a result I've felt a lot more confident.
Do you know immediately when you've thrown it if your feet were good or not?
You have a pretty good idea, yeah, and a lot of times it has to do with balance after the throw. Those sorts of things can without looking where the ball ends up, you can have a good idea of what the result was.
Jake, I heard you mention earlier in the offseason you wanted to work on kind of stepping up in the pocket, maybe with some pressure in front of you. Can you do that very well out here?
Yeah.
Not going full contact?
Yeah, it's a little different, obviously, because, you know, you're not in pads. You know you're not getting hit, those sorts of things. So, But, yeah, you're able to have that simulation. You have guys that, you know, pocket will get pushed at times, and you have to make those throws with guys in your lap, and so it is. It's good having those team reps allows you to get a feel for that and hopefully develop a comfort level with it.
And what are some of the specific things maybe that you've really focused on to try to get over that hurdle?
You know, I like I said, I'm just doing it, just finding confidence doing it. And I think the hardest part about that sometimes is finding ways to get your ball to come up and down when you're throwing over somebody. And just really following through as much as you can and working it. It's just kind of one of those things that the more work, the more drill you get at it, the better you are at it. So
part of the, I guess, the challenge and the reward of this time of the year is embracing the grind.
Yeah. For sure. You know, it's an opportunity to kind of look at yourself individually and see where you can improve and help this team and find ways to do that day in and day out.
What's the focus, I guess, for the rest of this week and then mini camp next week? What do you guys need to do before you get out of here from
there? Just continue to work hard. You know, I think it's getting to the point now where guys are starting to get a little bit tired, bodies wearing down maybe a little bit, and we need to find a way to push through that because we'll have a point in the season where we get to that point as well, and a lot of teams' seasons are determined by what they do at that point. So I think it's going to be important for us to keep pushing, keep working hard, and giving everything we got when we come out here.
You and Marianne are close. Talk about sort of what he's had to go through given the severity of the injury he had last year.
Yeah, I think you guys all know how how serious it was and how difficult of a recovery it was going to be for him at the time and has been to this point. But he's done a great job. I think you see him out here. He's doing everything that's asked of him. He looks good. He's running well. And you can see him gaining confidence each week with that leg when he has to plant off it or post off it and use it as his cut leg. So it's encouraging to see him. You know he's putting in a lot of hard work, and to see it work out for him on the field is awesome.
Did he ever express any frustration to you?
Yeah, I think anytime you have an injury, it's frustrating because it's, again, it's the monotony of going in every day and doing the same thing over and over and over. And it feels like sometimes, you know, you're stuck in the same rut. But it's necessary to come back at full strength. So I think that just the dealing with that, finding ways to deal with that, everybody gets to that point when you're injured. And once you can get over the hump and start doing things, I think is when you start to feel like you're coming out of it. So
where you want to be from a conditioning standpoint, did you have to take some time after a lot of recovering, and have you caught back up?
Yeah, definitely. I feel really good right now.
How has Coach Grone's experience from coaching the receivers helped you, like, get down with all the guys that you are establishing the rhythm?
Yeah, he knows those guys. Been in the room with them for 2 years, so he has a understanding of them, kind of what makes them tick, how they work, and it's awesome to have that insight.